This is Wade Rathgrew, the Chief Organizer Report on suggestions for the anti-inaugural. Charles Blow, Louisiana native, New York Times columnist, and committed Trump resister, wrote a piece on the anti-inauguration, as he called it. Blow made sure to point out that everyone needed to keep it positive, et cetera, so that he could keep his day job, and you could keep yours in the uncertainty of regime change. But he threw a laundry list out there. Protest, volunteer, donate, subscribe, read, watch, write, and connect. Okay, some of this is a bit lame and spitting in the wind, but his heart is good and his anger is real. Subscribe is about keeping the press alive. Read was a mild antidote to fake news. Watch was really just donate under another subhead involved a California telethon or some such. Write is old school, sending letters or emails to your local congressperson, although between the lines, Blow seems to be advocating a bit of hounding and stalking in this area since he says, make them remember your name. And that involves some persistence if you're not sending them a big check. Connect is about lobbying your close friends and family, so good luck with that. But I would add that you should make sure you keep the paths cleared and the bridges in good repair so that you can make more progress once some smoke clears and the Trump body count builds and comes closer to home. Now, protest, well, that's an opportunity worth a look in D.C. and closer to home. But frankly, it's not really enough. And I have to be honest with you, I'm not sure it's effective right this minute. Take the Women's March, which is projected at 100,000 to 200,000, which is great. But from all reports, no demands, which makes it something of a I am woman, watch me roar thing. That's not bad, of course, and certainly appropriate, but there's no way to get around the fact that protests, to be something more than symbolic, need real targets, real issues where we can point out the rightness and even morality of our cause and where we're committed to hanging in until we win. There will be plenty of opportunities to come, in fact, more than any of us and our organizations can handle. Which brings me to volunteer. With tongue in cheek, I've been talking about ACORN and our volunteer army for years, but I think there's a lot that's real in that. My work in the Netherlands over the last quarter of 2016 convinced me of how much can be done. We can put up to 1,000 volunteers to work on a campaign. ACORN's own work around hospital accountability in the USA, electric cooperatives in the rural South, the analysis of Bolloré scandals in Africa and banking practices in the United Kingdom has all been done 100% by volunteers. We're finding in our tenant organizers in Scotland and England that volunteers are able to organize new chapters all around the country and take action. I've touted the new book by Zach Exley and Betsy Bond on their experience with the Sanders campaign, which points real directions in this area. If a couple hundred people to 1,000 would agree to volunteer even 20 hours a month, we could organize something different in this country. So, hey, call me maybe. And on the donate suggestion, I'm all for that too. Go directly to www.acorninternational.org and it'll show you how. And muchas gracias. But some things not on Blow's list that anyone can do should include speaking out and reaching out. Speaking out is hard, but it can't be someone else's job. It must be everyone's responsibility now and can't be left to the victims. Injustice must be confronted and can't be ignored, particularly when it is expressed as racism and misogyny. It's time for no more Mr. or Ms. Nice out this. When it shows its face, it has to be named, shamed, and stopped. Reaching out is going to be necessary for everyone as well. There will be millions of victims hit by the train wrecks coming our way from Washington soon. People are going to need help. It's going to be complicated, obfuscated, and confusing. People are going to need a hand navigating the future for themselves and their families. Reaching out, you can make a difference. Find a way. There's no disagreement with Charles Blow on one count. There's plenty to be done, and that time is now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.